3.3.
Whereas most people go for R2-D2 or BB-8, I prefer this robot because of his fuzzy manners. Sure, the other two are cute, little things, with their beeps and bloops providing comic relief. But this guy is better because, despite being human-like in shape, and having some human characteristics, like being neurotic, complaining, and a bit of a worrier, he is actually quite dignified. Plus, C-3PO gets destroyed in nearly every one of the Star Wars films, but he always bounces back to his opinionated, bossy self with his peculiar set of ethics that annoys all the other characters.
I'm not a big sci-fi fan at all, but these things remind me of the 1980s. My brother had loads of the toys that were the cartoon series, comic tie-ins, and he'd always make me play with them, with him. There was a comic book series too, I think. Anyway, they made a few films with them in recently. The effects are totally over the top, but my brother still loves them. Claims the films are satires on modern, international politics, the arms race and all that. But to be honest, I think he still likes Transformers because he's still a big kid.
There have been 5 films about this guy. Arnold Schwarzenegger doesn't look much different from now, from when he did the first one in the 80s. He's this big indestructible cyborg that has to go back in time to stop the man who can destroy him from ever being born, or something like that. He's got the means to see through walls. Another can change shape. He's liquid metal, I think. Anyway, it's quite a violent franchise, and I definitely wouldn't let my kids watch them. I mean, there doesn't seem to be any moral tale involved. How Schwarzenegger entered politics and was mayor of California beats me.
I'm getting on a bit now, but one, I suppose you could call it a robot, was this beautiful black supercar called Kit that used to talk to its driver. Kit spoke with a posh voice. It was kind of a comic character. You couldn't take him seriously. It had loads of gadgets that helped fight crime. It was like a Swiss Army knife on wheels. It had all this AI technology that enabled it to upload to secret government satellites and databases. It was online before there was an internet to go online tool. Yeah, old Kit, solar power, skin repair, nanotechnology in case it got scratched. It was armed with electromagnetic pulse projectors, lasers. It had the lot.